Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably a good time to pay off a tease. Earlier, that's the most important part about this business, so I'm told. And I figured better late than never.
See, and usually guys don't like teases.
Depends. It's got to be paid off. You don't want to be teased, and then there's no payoff at the end of it, right? That's the whole part about the tease. That's how you, if it's a good, it could be a crappy tease, but damn it, if I stuck around, I better hear the damn story, albeit 45 minutes later. I told you there was a guy that just made the list, maybe the hit list. Do you remember Jeff Teague?
Yeah.
Does that name ring a bell to you? Former NBA player, kind of mid, you know, he's okay. Wait, why are you laughing? He was kind of mid. He wasn't.
He was mid.
He wasn't an all-star.
I'm like laughing because I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. Like, you think his shot's fired. Like,
No.
But he was firing shots.
Hey, you know what? He was a one-time all-star.
He was like Matt Schaub whenever Matt Schaub made the Pro Bowl. Like, it was like, nobody else wants to go.
Yeah, he did average less than 16 points that year.
Yeah, I mean, it's Jeff Teague.
Stuck around for 12 years.
Yeah.
And you know, he...
Glue guy.
Mid.
Yeah. Mid glue guy. He was firing shots at the NBA's all-time leading scorer. No. Not Wilt Chamberlain. You remember now, it's LeBron James. He's on a...
LeBron James.
LeBron
Blames. LaFlop Blames.
So Chris Santiago, who's the biggest LeBron James fan in the world, will thoroughly enjoy this bit of audio that we are about to play for you from Jeff Teague, who was on a podcast talking the ish.
Which Bron was better?
Miami Heat Bron.
Miami Heat Bron.
Miami Heat.
I'm going this Cavs Bron, because this Cavs Bron had a three.
Man, y'all crazy.
Miami Heat Bron was, ever seen. I ain't gonna lie.
He was on steroids, bro. He had to sit out. He was on steroids for real.
Not give you
like legit was on steroids, bro. I'm allegedly. But like, he had to sit out. But y'all remember when they told him, like, they
there goes start... the Clutch Sports allegations.
Y'all remember that though? Nah, when they was like, he got everybody, they started testing for HGH, and they was like, yo, and he had to sit out. Like, he said his back was hurt, and he sat out for like 3 weeks, and he came back skinny. This is just, I was in the league, I remember. And he came back in, he was crazy though, bro.
Now, that might have been the best Bron, bro.
So, Jeff Teague said LeBron James took steroids, basically. Like, he said it multiple times there, yeah. You heard it.
Well, we're going to find out how true this is based on whether or not LeBron sues his ass or not.
Well, maybe for fear that he'd made a list of some sort, possibly a hit list. As of 3 hours ago, Mr. Jeff Teague has walked that back quite a bit. he'd posted to Instagram, quote, "Y'all weird. I was joking about LeBron. He was just that dominant. Chill." Is that going to fix this situation? Or... did you feel like Jeff Teague was all in there? Because I did not feel like he was all in. I felt like immediately from the get-go, he's with a bunch of dudes. He's on a podcast. I don't know how regularly he does this thing, but he's enjoying himself. He's gets caught up in the moment and wants to be funny. That's kind of how I took it. I really think this is, as Nick Caserio likes to say, much ado about nothing.
See, these guys like to think that they out here spilling the tea and talking the ish until they get that call later on from an attorney that says, your choices are, say you were kidding, or we're suing your ass.
Well, that could always be the case as
and,
well.
And wow, like just a couple of hours later, his agent probably got a call from Clutch Sports and said, you're going to undo that or we're going to sue your ass.
I will say that their podcast that they have, it's pretty good. Jeff T, I mean.
Is he a regular?
Yeah, he's a regular. Yeah, it's actually his podcast.
Oh, I thought it was, there was like a creator, like no, some yes. other media
so, guy. So it's him and then like three other guys. I'm pretty sure you saw the video.
Yeah.
I mean. Let's be honest.
Let's just put Jeff Teague and Gil Arenas together and who knows what the hell they'll say.
Yeah, I mean, that is also true. But like this whole LeBron thing, I feel like this is something that
kind of everybody knows or has been kind of just throwing out there, because it kind of seems like it might be true. I mean, when you look at LeBron, his hairline kind of keeps going away. I wonder why.
Because he hasn't, gone to see Flynn's dude.
Maybe, but it's just, I don't know.
People lose their hair.
No, but it's I don't know. I just feel like he yes, it's a joke, but there might be a little real in there.
I don't know. How many times has an NBA player been busted for taking steroids? Like, does that happen?
I don't think
so. Do people
so.
Care?
No.
Have people ever cared?
I think what it is, because, I think most people still associate steroids with getting huge.
Yeah.
And most guys don't take steroids to get huge. They take steroids for maintenance so they don't get tired. They don't wear out. To recover from injury.
HGH.
They take steroids for maintenance and to be able to get through 75, 80 games, not, hey, I got to be huge. You don't need to be huge in the NBA. You don't need to be huge in baseball, right? I mean, Alfonso Soriano was not huge. He had 40 homers. Very wiry type, strong type of guy.
Yeah, he was pretty swole, though.
But he wasn't one of these, he wasn't Mark McGwire, jacked out of his face. Of course, back then there were no rules on steroids, so I always get a strange chuckle out of the fact that Major League Baseball went back and blackballed guys for doing something that wasn't illegal at the time they did it.
Remember Otis Nixon?
Yes, Otis, my man, Nixon.
Otis Nixon was busting out of his pants in his jersey, man. That dude was ripped. Lenny Dykstra, was he ripped as a Met or a Philly?
No, when he got to the Phillies, because he was juiced to the Phillies.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what was bigger, the wad of chew in his mouth or his biceps and quads. That guy was jacked. There were dudes that just didn't hide it at all. I don't know. The NBA and steroid
thing.
The
first guy to get actually busted for PEDs in Major League Baseball was Alex Sanchez, who's literally 5'9", 155 pounds.
Yeah, that's a womp womp. What about the NBA? Give me the first guy that's ever been busted for roids in the NBA. It's not going to be LeBron James.
It wasn't Kendrick Perkins.
It was not Kendrick Perkins. Nor was it Big Country Bryant Reeves. Nor was it Pig Miller. We could go on and on. There's a lot of examples of guys that you would think were bottom of that list.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.